From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Justice for Tyree!
Justice for Tyree!
From what I hear, it's going to be horrific.
We are waiting for the release of new body cam video out of Memphis today. The preparation for protests all over the country as they encounter what may have led up to Tyree Nichols' death. Plus,
if we avoid it, if we hide it, nothing is going to change.
It was a time to grieve together and remember the victims of the recent mass shootings here in California. We take you to that somber vigil here in San Francisco, Justin.
Plus, Justin, Oakland's suspended police chief getting big support to be reinstated. Why the NAACP sent a letter to the city's mayor. And it's a lot cooler for us today all throughout the Bay Area. We're going to continue to cool down, and even a chance of showers is right around the corner. I'm going to break that down coming up.
Well, we want to start with some breaking traffic news right now. If you do plan on taking BART this morning, they are dealing with some major delays. That's due to unscheduled maintenance happening on the track. There's no service for the red or green lines this morning. Again, this is happening in downtown Oakland. Currently no trans-bay service. AC Transit is providing bus service to San Francisco on bus NL from 19th Street and Broadway. So consider using an alternate method of transportation in the meantime until they get this fixed. This will likely mean it'll be busy than usual, especially for a Friday on some of our Bay Area roadways, specifically the Bay Bridge, as that is an area where a lot of people commute out of Oakland, out of Emeryville, over into San Francisco. But again, as of right now, BART is dealing with some major delays. Justin.
Gianna, this is a live look at Half Moon Bay from that memorial there that's growing for the seven victims of Monday's mass shooting. A candlelight vigil is planned for 5 p.m. today at MacDutra Plaza across from City Hall. The recent shootings there are sending shockwaves through the local AAPI community. A vigil in San Francisco last night. That's where some called on a wake-up call about mental health. This comes after the shooting suspect confessed to carrying out that deadly shooting rampage. Chung Lee Zhao admitted to the killings during a jailhouse interview with an NBC News reporter. In that interview, he said he wasn't in his right mind when he entered the first mushroom farm where he worked and shot five people, killing four of them. Prosecutors say he then drove to the other farm where he previously worked and killed three more people. Zhao told the TV station he had been bullied, worked long hours at the farms, and his complaints were ignored. However, a spokesperson for the California Terror Garden confirmed the suspect lived on the property with his wife and said the farm had no knowledge of any bullying complaints. The back-to-back tragedies in Half Moon Bay and Monterey Park have been especially hard for the Asian American community. The timing, happening during Lunar New Year celebrations, shattering what should be a period of joy and hope. Here's what First Lady Dr. Jill Biden said during a White House celebration yesterday.
Our joy has been shattered by two horrifying mass shootings this week. And our prayers are with the family of those lost in Monterey Park and Half Moon Bay. And we grieve with broken hearts alongside every member of this community.
And Gianna, here in the Bay Area, the community gathered here in San Francisco at Chinatown last night for that candlelight vigil.
Yeah, a lot of people thinking about everyone who was affected by this. It was a time to remember those who died in the mass shooting. It was also a chance for the community to grieve and heal. Our Andrea Nakano was there as many tried to cope with their feelings of loss and pain.
It was a time to remember the 18 lives taken. And for a community to mourn and start the process to heal.
It's been really hard this time around because we've seen it so many times now in the last couple years. And it took me a really long time to process this one too, where I just felt numb for a really long time.
Maria Tang came to the vigil with her six-year-old daughter. That feeling of numbness she talked about is one that is shared by many here at the vigil.
In the arms of the angel, fly away.
One day, my world collapsed. I lost the dearest thing of my heart.
One of the vigil organizers, Josephine Zhao, shared her experience with great personal loss. She says the pain she carried silently inside almost destroyed her.
It eats us alive within. You know, my heart has been so numb because I keep putting layers and layers of scar over it up to a point that I couldn't feel anything anymore, but I'm dying inside.
Some in the Asian American community say there have been obstacles to seeking emotional support, whether it's due to cultural and language barriers or lack of resources. Those at the vigil say the time is now to break down those barriers.
If we avoid it, if we hide it, nothing is going to change.
As the community grieves, there is great promise for the future.
Happy 2020.
She is going to be the hope and the change and be part of the positive. The hope is just peace and that these violences end.
We are getting a look at the conditions of the Half Moon Bay farm workers, those conditions that they lived in. San Mateo County Supervisor Ray Mueller tweeted these pictures. He said they were from one of the farms, although he didn't specify which one. You can see the sheds here and a mattress on the floor, although it's unclear if people slept there. There are also children's toys scattered in an outdoor cooking area, and a shed where the supervisor claims the suspect lived. The governor's office says Cal OSHA is now investigating the two farms involved. The attack at California Terra Gardens was the second shooting at the mushroom farm in the last 7 months. According to a criminal complaint, one of the victims from Monday's shooting narrowly avoided being shot back in July. Martin Medina is charged with attempted murder after he was arrested last year in July for shooting at his co-manager's trailer. Authorities say the bullet then went through the neighboring trailer with the family inside. One of those family members ended up being a victim in Monday's mass shooting at the same farm. But authorities say there's no connection. And stay with CBS News Bay Area for our continuing coverage of all of the recent mass shootings here. We'll bring you the latest on air and online. Jocelyn, you're diving into some other top stories this morning, including cities across the country preparing for potential protests.
Yeah, Justin, it comes as the city of Memphis is expected to release video of the encounter that led to the death of Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop. The 29-year-old died 3 days after a violent arrest by police. All five former officers are facing second-degree murder and other charges for their role in his death. Last night at an emotional vigil, Nichols' family called for peaceful demonstrations. The FBI and Department of Justice say a civil rights investigation has been opened. And the police body cam footage showing the hammer attack on Paul Pelosi will be released just hours from now. We'll also see home security footage and a portion of an interview with the attack suspect, David DePap, shortly after his arrest. Paul Pelosi's skull was fractured after DePap allegedly broke in and beat him. Back in October in San Francisco, prosecutors say former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was the intended target. The court says the material will be available at 9 this morning. And new developments in the suspension of Oakland Police Chief LaRon Armstrong. The local branch of the NAACP just sent a letter to new mayor Shang Tao asking that Armstrong be reinstated. It says putting Armstrong on leave has caused division across the city, and members worry it will affect the department's ability to protect the community. All right, let's get a check on how things are looking with the weather. Jess, I came out this morning with two sweaters.
Really?
I was really cold.
Keep them handy.
Okay.
Because as we head into this weekend, everyone at home, everyone throughout the Bay Area, you're going to want them. The winds are starting to die down. Things are changing in the forecast for us. And when the winds calm down, it allows for these patchy fog to actually build its way back into the Bay Area. So that's what we're dealing with right now. Some low visibility in certain spots. For example, Oakland's dealing with some heavier stuff. Even up near Santa Rosa, patchy fog there too. Current temperatures mostly sitting in the 30s and 40s. This is significantly cooler than yesterday this time, especially for our friends up near Santa Rosa. A 29-degree difference there, a 15-degree difference just in Napa. So we are starting to cool off as we head into this weekend. Daytime highs today are only going to top off really in the upper 50s and lower 60s all throughout the Bay Area. The winds are going to stay calm for us today. We're going to see partly cloudy skies return into the forecast later this evening. And to add to that, extending into this weekend, there is a chance of showers. I'm going to break that down, though, because it doesn't look like it's a lot. By no means is this an atmospheric river, but A little drizzle is never bad, right?
Not too bad. I had a little tiny bit this morning, but I think it's because of the fog. And yeah. we had a long discussion about this one day. Mm-hmm. Jess was bringing down the fog, marine layer, all of that. So my windshield wipers went just a tad this morning. All right, well, let's take a look at the roadways right now. If you're getting ready to head over towards the Bay Bridge, it might be busier than usual. I'm going to keep a very close eye on this commute this morning, the commute out of Oakland over into San Francisco. That's because we're dealing with some pretty significant BART delays this morning. We told you about that just a couple minutes ago. BART is dealing with a service major delay system-wide. Due to unscheduled track repairs in downtown Oakland, there's currently no red line or green line service. So check that schedule before you head out the door this morning. All right, if you're headed towards 580, 680 westbound, that westbound commute, already a busy one. We've got lots of folks making that trek over towards 680. So pack your patience, give yourself some extra time. I wish I could say it was Friday light for super commuters, but not the case here. And you can see some brake lights coming out of Tracy getting onto 580 itself. And here's a look at conditions 205 at 580. And you can see it is still pretty busy there. Jocelyn.
Deanna, we are counting down to kickoff for the 49ers and Eagles on Sunday in the NFC Championship game. Kickoff is at noon our time. The Niners leave today for Philadelphia for their first road game this playoffs. The team has a packed schedule leading up to the big game. This morning is their last practice at Levi's Stadium. We'll get a chance to hear from quarterback Brock Purdy and coach Kyle Shanahan. At 1:45, the Niners team buses leave Levi's to fly out to Philly. Tomorrow, the team has a walk-through practice and meetings. And then, as I mentioned, the NFC Championship game starts at noon on Sunday. And with the berth in the Super Bowl on the line, there'll be a lot of pressure on both teams. But tight end George Kittle has a key to handling the nerves.
45-plus million viewers watching on TV. You know, everyone's watching every single rep that you take. And so if you start thinking about it like that, yeah, it gets really big. But if you can still go out there and enjoy yourself and have fun, it does make it a lot easier.
Yeah, and if you're flying out for the game tomorrow, United Airlines is hosting a pep rally at SFO. The Gold Rush cheerleaders, Sourdough Sam, and the Niner Noise drumline will be there. It starts at 11:30 a.m. at the departures level.